This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Dominique Strauss-Kahn spent his first evening free of house arrest dining with his wife at a posh Italian restaurant on Manhattan's Upper East Side. A remarkable turn for the former head of the International Monetary Fund, who was arrested just 6 weeks ago and charged with sexually assaulting a hotel maid. Authorities in New York described an airtight case against a high-profile defendant, but all that changed yesterday after prosecutors went public with doubts about the maid's credibility. NPR's Carrie Johnson has our story.
The troubles that hit the sexual assault case against Dominique Strauss-Kahn this week may find a place in history books. Here's presiding Judge Michael Obis in court Friday, putting it mildly.
I understand that the circumstances surrounding this case, from the viewpoint of the parties, have changed substantially, and I agree.
With full agreement from prosecutors in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, a man who spent weeks under house arrest walked out of the courthouse Friday with a smile, his arm slung around the shoulders of his wife. That didn't sit well with Ken Thompson, a lawyer for the hotel housekeeper, who says she was the victim of a brutal attack.
They agreed to let Dominique Strauss-Kahn freely roam the streets of New York City or any other city in the United States, knowing full well that the victim to this very day maintains that he sexually assaulted in that room.
Thompson detailed the housekeeper's injuries, bruising, a torn ligament in her shoulder and ripped pantyhose. Then he says there's the forensic evidence. Police found DNA from Strauss-Kahn on her clothes and on the walls and carpet of the hotel room. But William Taylor, a lawyer for Strauss-Kahn, says the encounter was consensual and that all the hype about the strength of the prosecution's case looks very different now.
People have to be mindful of the fact that in a heartbeat you can be locked up in Rikers Island and charged with a crime and everybody rushes to judgment.
The case that cost Strauss-Kahn his job and his political ambitions back home in France is now on the ropes, Taylor says.
I will say that he's not going to plead guilty to anything.
Including a misdemeanor?
Yes.
That pretty much closes the door on a possible plea deal. District Attorney Cy Vance says prosecutors will continue to investigate, but now the victim's background is under a microscope as much as the defendant's.
Our judicial system seeks to ensure fairness and justice for both victims and defendants. As prosecutors, our duty is to do what is right in every case without fear or favor, wherever that leads.
We believe that the district attorney is laying the foundation to dismiss this case. Anyone can see that.
That's Thompson, the lawyer for the housekeeper. He says Vance is pulling his punches for a wealthy and famous suspect and failing to protect victims of rape.
We believe that he's afraid that he's going to lose this high-profile case, like he lost recently the high-profile case brought against the two police officers.
Two police officers charged with raping a woman they picked up while she was drunk. A jury in New York refused to convict those policemen this year. Vance's prosecutors are said to believe the Strauss-Kahn case could follow the same path, given disclosures that the housekeeper lied on immigration paperwork, lied on tax forms, and lied about her income on a housing application. Thompson says the housekeeper came clean with most of those admissions herself.
Now, it is a fact that the victim here made some mistakes. But that doesn't mean she's not a rape victim.
Thompson says he wants to be sure the housekeeper doesn't become the next victim of a rush to judgment. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.